All right, today is Sunday, May 31st, and we are entering Vita Piers at the MCPL Family Reunion. My name is Graham Fox. I'll be the interviewer. I currently work at MCPL as the assistant manager at the Blue Ridge branch. So, Vita, you worked at headquarters, is that correct? And what different branches and places did you work at within MCPL?
Three different branches. Three different... one was there on Osage, a little hole in the wall, you might say. Then we moved over by the plastic building. And then in the distribution center, which is the new building. And that's where I stayed till I retired in 1977.
And so what did you do at those places?
When I first started out, I was mending books, repairing them. And then as time went on, they were needing someone to run the A.B. Dick printing machine. And so Leathers, I forget what his first name. Anyway, he said, well, he'd raise my wages if I worked, because it was a messy job. So I said, yes. Yeah. So I learned to run the A.B. Dick printing machine, which was the 3x5 cards and the pockets that went into the books. And I did that until I retired. And I enjoyed it.
So what was your favorite part of the job, and what was the most challenging part of the job?
Well, you might say the whole thing, because it all took some effort in order to... get your blueprint in the rollers and get things lined up. And that wasn't too difficult. I was able to manage that quite well after doing it so many years. And the girl who trained me, she was also the one who knew the job very well. And she printed out the 9x12 letters, and so.
Did you see a lot of change within the library from your start to your when you retire?
Oh yes, lots of changes, and when Mr. Leathers came in, changes really went to town. He really made things grow. And he was a very good librarian, or head librarian, did remarkably well.
What type of changes did he implement?
By getting the library to grow so big that we had many more branches than we had before. And he gave people lots of jobs when he extended all these other new branches.
Will you tell me some of your favorite memories of people or places or maybe events that you can recall from your time?
Not really. It's just the different spots that we had. I remember when I first learned the A.B. Dick machine there at the plastic building. It was just like someone was. It was like you were on a loading dock. And that's where we had probably some of the machines, because we didn't have room enough for all the other stuff. So, but it was good.
What do you think the future of libraries holds?
Beyond our expectations, we probably cannot even comprehend what will be next. The way things have grown so much since my time, and so.
And how does attending the MCPL reunion make you feel?
The
reunion today, coming here today, how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel really excited. I've been looking forward to this day for so long, and I'm very happy to get to be here and. Happy it turned out to be such a gorgeous day.
Oh, it is just beautiful out, isn't it? The weather's just perfect. And have you been to Arrowhead before? Have you been to games here much?
This is my very first time being here, and it's so big, I don't think I'd want to venture it.
It is giant. I tried to, when we were, you know, setting it up here and getting the tour and planning everything out, we did a couple times where we had to walk, you know, all the way around. It takes forever. This place is giant. When you think of Mid-Continent, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
One of the best jobs I think I've ever had since my working out. I think it's been one of the most knowledgeable and place that words can't express.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you wanna share? Any memories that come to mind, or people that you worked with, or anything like that you wanna record?
Oh, I'd have to stop and think about that. I had some wonderful friends, but yeah, it isn't always easy to get it all on what you want to say. But I had some wonderful friends that I did work with, and I'll have those memories. Yeah, so.
All right, well, thank you so much for sharing with us today. It was really great to meet you. And I hope you have a great rest of your time here today.
I will. Yeah, this wheelchair has made it handy. I get around with the walker since I did break my hip. It'll be a year now in September. And it's been stretching out longer than I was hoping it would, but I'm doing well. Good. I've always been a person that's exercised all my life anyway.
Right.
I enjoy walking and doing so many things, and this has kind of hindered me a little bit, but
yeah.
I'll make it.
Good. Good. Yeah. Yeah, this would be a hard place to get around in.
Yeah, you got so much to see here. I'm happy to get to be here and see the place because I probably won't be back again.
Did you go and see like the timeline they have set up, or all the equipment that they have?
No, I haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, they have. I know they have a timeline of all the equipment that they've used throughout the time at MCPL, all the AV and catalogs and all the different machinery that they use. So.
Yeah, well, that's nice. The lady's husband, she worked in the catalog department, and she told her husband that there was going to be an opening. And when he told me there was going to be an opening, I quickly made my reservations or appointment with him, and I guess they were hiring, so I got on. I was very thankful for that.
How was? Do you remember your first day on the job?
Not the very first day, but I remember pretty much the first beginning. Yeah. It was nice because I knew a lot of friends that worked there.
All
so
right,
that made it,
15
that helped.
Yeah, that is always nice. You know people going in.
Yeah, when you know so many of them, why, so please forgive us, it makes it easier.
For those of you who have come in since the last time that I was up here,